This is More Than Construction, a Journey Group podcast about building community. Hello and welcome back to More Than Construction. I'm Nathan Walter along with Aaron Eich, and this is the second of two exciting mini episodes shining the spotlight on an important development in the growth of our company. Journey Construction, our vertical building construction division, is launching two new brands within their division. These specialty services have always been part of our work, but they've advanced so much in their specialization, expertise, and qualifications that they're really leading the field and setting the standards for their respective trades. So Journey Construction is launching Journey Structural and Journey Carpentry as distinct service brands. They're not new divisions per se, but they're operating as special business units under the Journey Construction division. The goal is to reinforce our commitment to excellence in both structural and carpentry services and deliver even greater value to our clients through our position as leaders in the field. So last episode, we focused on Journey Structural, and today's episode, we will look at Journey Carpentry. And so we have Chad Lanoux, the project manager of Journey Structural, and Brad Dorman, one of their foremen, with us to talk about this exciting new brand. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Happy to be here.
Let's kick things off with just some quick introductions from the two of you. Chad, we'll start with you. Tell us how you got to where you are in the company today, specifically looking at Journey Carpentry. How did that come about?
Chad Lanoux, the carpentry project manager for Journey Construction. Been in the construction industry for roughly 25 years. Been on the carpentry side of it for roughly 2 years, working on helping us get our branch developed. It's been a nice change of pace for me. Enjoy working with our crew, with our guys, different projects. We have some really nice projects downtown that we're working on.
Nice. And Brad, you're next. Introduce yourself. Tell us how you got to where you are today within the Journey Carpentry team.
Brad Dorman, carpentry foreman. Started here 5 years ago and worked with Aaron and Eric Bender over at AOL. Started off just kind of leading the crews over there, and has just kind of rolled into this position now that I'm at. I've been in the construction business for 30 years, I think. I'm down there at Trappa, and it's, well, of course, everybody's down there.
So. Yeah.
No, it's enjoyable. I couldn't find a better place to come to work. So
that's fantastic.
You know, one thing to note, so Brad, you know, when he came here, he worked on the Vera and Louise job, you know, with myself and Bender, like he had mentioned. And back then we didn't have kind of the specific carpentry program. So I think it's good to highlight, you know, with Brad managing these large crews down there, we kind of started to see the need then to differentiate ourselves in that area.
Yeah.
And give guys like Brad more opportunities. Like, how do you lead guys? How do we set this up to do things different than how we used to just as a general contractor? So that project, I think, and the size of that and the size of some of those crews is what helped us get to where we are today with our concept of branding this separately.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good segue into explaining what is Journey Carpentry all about. I mean, I think people can get the gist of it through the name, but this really has been, like Aaron said, an evolving process through the years into what it is today. For someone who has no clue what goes on with Journey Carpentry, tell us, what do you guys do?
Well, he bids it.
Exactly.
So I'll get the initial plans for the project and take and review them and get a bid put together. If we're lucky enough to be awarded the project, then I'll start breaking it down by the phases and that, getting that out to the guys. We'll do a rough carpentry where we're doing backing, roof blocking, exterior blocking. Once we get that portion of it done, move on to the interior finishes, casework, cabinets, grab bars, specialties for the owner-provided products.
So, Brad, is there a specific type of work that you guys all prefer?
Anything with wood.
But how, like, grab bars versus millwork? I mean, in the realm of what we do, what is the preferred work?
I think the guys would, I mean, grab bars, that's, I mean, it's nothing.
It's a lot of repetitive work.
Yeah, like, down there at Shropa now or whatever, we've installed all the partitions too. So, I mean, there's another phase or whatever where we've got some young guys down there that have never done anything like this. So we teach them as we go, which, you know, sometimes takes a little longer to install things or whatever, but it's all for the better of the company for the future. I know a lot of the guys or whatever would prefer anything to do with the wood, putting the cabinets in or whatever. But then we also have in the elevator lobbies some wood walls that we're putting on. And one individual that I have down there right now, he says, I'm not doing casework. I'm doing the wood walls. So I put him on it, and they're starting to really take off right now or whatever, and they're looking awesome.
Cool.
It's wood floors that we're putting on the wall.
Wow. Gotcha. Wow.
You see a lot of progress that way, too. It's pretty rewarding when you start getting finished product going into our buildings.
Well, and like everything down there, I'm on Sherapa, too, so it's a little different than what we're used to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of finishes. There's a lot of different materials that are coming through that a lot of us have never seen before. Yeah. So, I mean, my job or whatever is to look up the specs and make sure I know how we're going to install this stuff and then let him know what we need for material.
Yeah.
And like I said, they're all looking forward to all the special things coming in or whatever, but it also is a don't break it.
Yeah. No, I was assuming you'd say, you know, the millwork, the casework side, you know, that's where really the carpenters can showcase their individual skills. And that's, to me, that's the intriguing thing of being a carpenter and trying to grow as a carpenter is you're putting that stuff in every day with your hands. You get to look at the product that it's a finished product once you're done.
Exactly.
With it. Where if like I was installing grab bars, that sort of stuff, like you'd still be patching my holes in the wall. but
and the tile guys would not like you.
Yeah, definitely not the level of sophistication that the casework, millwork, and that stuff takes.
I think it's really interesting the Journey Structural guys mentioned something that I feel like is a really cool narrative to tell between the two teams that we're highlighting here. Tim said they really see themselves as the ones who set the tone and expectation of quality and excellence on the project. You know, making sure that these huge beefy pieces of steel and concrete are plumb and level and all of that. They're like, everything is based off of the work we do. So we got to start this project with excellence. And that really drives a lot of the way they go about things. And I think it's really cool that on the flip side, we have your team that is finishing off these projects with that same degree of skill and excellence, but it's on the other end of the timeline that now you're the last impression. So Journey Structural was the first impression, and Journey Carpentry is now the last impression throughout that building process, still working with that same degree of excellence, but in totally different things, but with that same mission. I think that's a cool contrast.
Yeah, that's great. That it is our finished product that is the last thing we see kind of going out the building. And it does start on their end of it, and we get to finish it off.
Yeah.
And it's making sure our guys understand, like, this is the finished product that everyone gets to see. And we have had some great finishes like that. You go out to, like, the Bender, their building.
Beautiful
that,
office.
Yeah, that handrail going down there and all that is amazing. And we're going to have a lot of those finishes in this type of building, too.
Cool. So. Yeah. So thinking specifically of how you go about carpentry, what types of things make your team unique and front runners in your field in terms of practices that you follow or skill sets, experience of your team? How are you guys leading the field in your particular industry?
I think it starts with the relationship we have with everybody.
Hmm.
I mean, all the rest of it falls into place after that. Yep, if you get along with your people, it's very easy to come to work and roll right through things.
Definitely. That's the one thing I think we've really been building, especially this year, is our teams and getting those built up with it's mutual respect. And it's getting our guys split up with the right guys and growing our guys. Like you said, with our younger crew working with our more experienced guys, when we come off of these projects, our skill sets are going to be through the roof.
Yeah.
Just with what we've gained off of that.
Absolutely.
So, and just overall attitude. Everyone's willing to work, help each other out. Our teams that we have built, everyone's good. It's not a trying to beat the other guy. It might be a little bit of trying to beat the other guy on a little challenge,
friendly competition.
Exactly. Which is good, but it's a family more than a coworker, I'd say, just with our crews of how we got that going.
So cool. You know, and the interesting thing about construction is too, a lot of the training is hands-on.
Definitely.
You know, so definitely, you know, the younger guys coming up through it, partnering with somebody that knows, and like Chad and Brad had hit on, it's other individuals or higher level carpenters that are willing to teach them, you know, and show them the way how to do things right. Probably the first time, and hopefully not screw up a whole.
Exactly. We never have rework. Yeah. No, it's been good that way. And that's our trade is, it's hard to find experienced carpenters, and you have to be grooming from the ground up and grooming them the way you want them. Yeah. Like, it's kind of nice having a clean slate to work with. I know it's frustrating at times, Brad, when we get some green help, but if we can get that green help groomed into to a polished carpenter, it's awesome.
How long would you say that process takes? Like, if you got someone who's coming in, like, fresh out of college, you know.
It depends.
Yeah. And certain guys, when they come in, certain guys just have a better mechanical aptitude of figuring stuff out.
Yeah. People think differently.
Yeah. And just figuring out that skill set of how things are done or why we do them the way we do them.
Yep.
But we have guys that'll come right off the street that are a good mechanically inclined kid that can take and grow and polish.
I find that aspect of it very fascinating, in that you're exactly right. Everyone is different and everyone has different aptitudes and different ways of approaching problems and solving problems. And you can get someone who comes fresh out of college and is book smart, but doesn't have any aptitude for actually applying it. Or you can have the opposite, where someone's like, you know what, school, who cares about school? But they're like just a master craftsman in a very short amount of time. And I think you guys are in a unique position to groom those kind of people. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah. You take a look at like Ebo, how he came up. He was pretty green off the street. Now he's on to his second or third or fourth project now.
Yeah.
And he's grown pretty much every aspect that we do.
He's grown in the 6 months he's been down there.
Yeah. Wow. And one of our more experienced guys has taken him underneath his wing and really doesn't want to let him go.
That's cool.
So he says, I want another 6 months with him to finish polishing him. Huh. He's doing awesome with it. Yeah. So
I love that.
I'd say too, another great thing about the construction industry right now is anybody can come out of high school, get a good position in any of the trades, make a good living. You know, the wage of all the trade workers now is rising due to the demand.
Yeah.
I think just in this industry going forward, it's going to be that way.
Yep.
Hopefully someday with that wage increase and a lot more people getting out there in front of like high schoolers and saying, hey, this is a great career path.
Yep.
You can make just as much money as someone who went to a four-year degree, start making it at age 19 right out of school. So I think it's definitely, that piece is a lot more intriguing now than it ever used to be.
And the part you hit on too is career, not just a job. It's a career. And there's places for advancement and to get into that and to grow. So that's the biggest thing. And I share that with all the young people that I talk to, is I came up through the trade side of things.
Yeah.
And it's treated me very well, and there's potential there.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That is exciting. So it sounds like carpentry is a place that our people are benefiting from being a part of this team. I mean, it's a tight knit unit. They're growing, they're learning, they're being mentored and mentoring. How is Journey Carpentry providing value and benefiting our partners and our broader community as we put the final touches on our projects?
Myself coming on board, biggest thing I've seen is we're actually focused in on our department, our division, where we can take and really dig into it. It takes the load off of our general side of it, where they don't have to focus on it so much. We can really hone in on our skill set, what we have to be doing. And it's providing our services for our customers, as far as if they have something that we set flagpoles the other day at for a customer that my guys didn't think we'd ever be doing, but I had done it in my past history. So it's a service we provided.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to the AOL project. It was right after the tornado went through. So we had corporate that was ripped up.
Yeah.
Behavioral health, heart hospital, all that was ripped up.
Yeah.
So the superintendent that was over at the AOL had to be over at corporate, and they kind of left me in charge. And I was mainly the one over there dealing with the doctors and the nurses and all that stuff or whatever to help get this finished, along with our casemaker.
Yep.
It took a little time to get through it, but we made it through. And every time I go over there or whatever, they all remember me. So that's nice to have that in my back pocket a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. What a cool impression.
To hit it, like you said, AOL is kind of your main memory project. Like I walked out of the parking ramp the other day in between building 3 and 4 on Trapa.
Yeah.
And you walk out and you look around to both sides of it and you're like, wow, we're building something amazing here.
Yeah.
And when you roll into the falls and you see there's a lot of other construction down there as well, but you see our project there and how it's a footprint on the city, and
right,
like, yeah, to be able to step back and look at that, and I hope our guys can step back and see what we're doing. Like, we're building a landmark for Sioux Falls. Yeah. So,
well, that's all the time we have. It flew by.
There you go.
Thanks for coming and sharing about Journey Carpentry. It's so exciting to launch these two brands. It's huge for Journey Construction. It's huge for our community. And it's been great to talk about. So thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having
us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. If you would like Journey Carpentry to help you put the finishing touches on your project and bring it to completion with excellence, you can get a hold of Chad at 605-221-0156 or email him at clanoue@journeyconstruction.com. That's CLANOUE @journeyconstruction.com. Please remember to follow and share this podcast. That helps us and it helps you stay up to date on new episodes that come out. Journey Group's mission is to positively impact lives by building community, and we do that even better when we push our industry forward. So join us again next time as we continue to explore what it means to do more than construction. Thanks for listening.